baby ding bang bang bing bing bang bang bing bling boom boom tamang ding bing wang wang wang.
Yep, that's I just came up with that, folks. That was just off the top of my head. Yeah, that's just how I let the magic flow. Just let it go. Don't ask questions. Don't judge. Just let it, just create it. So, pretty sweet, huh? Yeah. I don't know where a song comes from. People ask you where comedy comes from, but songs and music, I don't know. I mean, even the best, they don't know sometimes. They were talking to Bob Dylan, and they're just like, what? You know, how did you come up with this stuff? You know, like, darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, handmade blade, a shy balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand, you know, too soon, there's no sense in trying.
What?
Pointed threats, this bluff of scorn, suicide remarks a taunt. From the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn. Place wasted words proves the one that he's not busy born, he's busy dying.
What?
Oh. Wow. And people ask him, you know, how did you write that, man? And Dylan's usually like, I don't know. It just kind of came out of me. I remember the Eat, Pray, Love lady. She did a TED Talk, and she talks about how in Greek times, they saw creativity as something outside themselves. You had a genius, almost like you had an angel whispering creativity in your ear. But then the Renaissance came along, and humanism and everything, and people started thinking that they themselves were the genius. And that really puts a lot of pressure on you when you have that mindset. So you're just blaming yourself when the new ideas aren't coming, as opposed to, you know, just showing up with pen in hand, ready when the idea comes, racing by like a bullet train, and you better be fast or, you know, the idea is gone. One of the things I love about certain songs is that you really have to sit down and figure out what this person is talking about, right? Is there something there, or, you know, is, you know, tick, tock, tick, do, 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 is that just the best they can come up with? Styx had a song called Come Sail Away, and everybody thought they knew what it was about.
Hey, man, you know that song, Come Sail Away? Yeah, it's all about, yeah, I know what it's about. It's about Dennis DeYoung, how he was abducted by aliens. Yeah, I'm serious, yeah.
Phil Collins wrote that song, In the Air Tonight.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
And people thought, heck, I thought that he was telling a story. And I told people this, you know, the story was how he witnessed a murder and the murderer showed up in the front row of one of his concerts and he knew the guy would be there. So he wrote this song to sing it to that guy, you know, I know you did, like, you know, really zing him, really get him for what he did. But, you know, they asked Phil Collins and he's like, no, the song really it has no meaning at all. Shoot, I saw an interview with the lead singer of Slayer, the death metal band. You know, everybody thinks this guy's a Satanist, and he just laughs and he goes, nah, we just sing it because it sounds cool. And Black Sabbath, most of their songs were about the Vietnam War, man. Yeah. Okay. You know, some were about Lucifer, but I digress. A Hotel California by the Eagles. Wow, everybody had their version of what that song meant. You know, I think Don Henley said it's just about growing up and finding your way in the world. But people thought that that song was about hell. You know, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, right? Just like hell, right? Hotel hell. You call the front desk. Yeah, my room's a little hot. Yeah, we know. Anything else? I don't know. What time does the Lake of Fire close? Anyway, I think I've been to Hotel Hell, actually. But I love that, trying to figure out songs, where they came from and what they mean. I think the greatest Eagles song was Desperado. It's beautiful music, and that's really enough. But the lyrics, man, are so deep, really meaningful stuff. And I heard that song about 1,000 times before, right? But the lyrics, wow. It talks about following your dreams and finding your own way. And if that's all you do for too long, you become disattached to everything else. And it can ultimately just leave you alone. So you have to come to terms with the fact that some things in life play themselves out. They weren't meant to last forever. The thing that you've consumed for so long is now consuming you. It's time to move on. It's time to find a home. You know, we were built to dream and explore and blaze trails, but we were also built for connection and rest and having a place to land, a place to call home. And if you keep mindlessly following what you think you're supposed to be doing, it can numb you to life. There are no dynamics anymore, no highs and lows. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day, right? And yes, being alone, you don't have to deal with others, right? You don't, you know, you can call the shots, but there's a deadness to it. It's the incredible lightness of being. Yes, others can be weighty and challenging. They can, you know, seem to drag you down, but it's far better being heavy and connected than light and alone. Life is about the journey, but it's really not a journey without a destination, right? At some point, what's the purpose? What is the why? Sure, you've done all these wonderful things, but you know, what do you have to show for it? And who do you have to share it with? Yes, those fences need to be ridden, and those steers need wrangling, and those sunsets need to be ridden into. But after the sun goes down, you're alone in the wilderness, rock for a pillow, swatting mosquitoes, and wiping with a tree branch. And that's what the song Desperado means. Mm-hmm. Wiping with a tree branch isn't all it's cracked up to be. Grow up. You're welcome. And having said that, here's a snippet of a song that, although it hasn't even a molecule of meaning, somehow it changed me in a way no other song has. Ladies and gentlemen, Shaving Cream.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Welcome, everybody, to this installment of the Tim Hawkins Podcast. I opened up a bang.
We should have like a...
which makes me think of this song right here.
Oh, yes.
Remember this one? Livy?
She bang?
Yeah, but this is the special she bangs.
By the guy?
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Tell me your name.
This is what I was thinking.
You love me all like it's all the same.
Remember this one, honey?
Yeah.
You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb.
Bomb, yeah, baby.
Talk to me. Tell me your sign.
What's his name?
You're William Hung.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Gemini.
I almost said
you're
Kim Jong-un.
Close.
We love this album.
It takes so long to get to the chorus.
Hey, that's the best part is getting to the chorus.
Yeah, it's taking too long.
Enjoy the ride that William Hung takes you on. Come on!
She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, cause she moves, she moves. I go crazy cause she looks like a blow. Like every girl in history. She bangs, she bangs. Amazed by the way she moves, she moves. No one ever looks so fine. She reminds me that a woman's got one thing on her mind.
Uh-oh.
What does he do now?
I think he's like a computer software developer or something.
Oh, good.
I love they showed them recording that in the studio. And he would do a thing and just... The producer's like, perfect. Everything he's saying, perfect. That's a cut. That's all we need. We've got what we need.
Amazing. Don't have to stay in the studio long.
Yeah.
I mean, what does he say?
If you did it 100 times, are you going to do
it? She looks like
any
a
better?
Bug.
A flower. She looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee, like every girl in history.
That's funny. I always wondered what he said there. I never could understand it, but.
Yeah. But it opens it up now that you know what he's saying, right?
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever hear a song lyric like, oh, that's what they're saying.
Like a bee.
Like every girl in history. She bang. What was the song that he, was that the song he did on American Idol that made him so famous?
Yeah.
Is that his big one?
He did a few. There's a few he's known for. What was he had the, an album well, that we used to listen to.
What was the other Ricky Martin song, honey? The, Live in La Vida Loca. Did he do that? Live in La Vida Loca?
Sounds like
I think you're right.
Remember how huge that song was? That song was big.
It was in Shrek.
Oh, I Believe I Can Fly.
Uh-huh. Oh, I Believe I Can Fly. Yes.
Yep.
That seems like the one.
Should I play it?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that. Yeah, he made it. He made it his own.
He really is awesome.
Yeah.
Shake your bonbon.
I'm leaning on the
everlasting arms. Hey. Does he live in America?
I think so.
Okay. He's probably rich. And
I
can
do it. I was just curious. I didn't know.
Does he not sound American?
Yeah. There's nothing to it. I didn't know if he's still. I believe I can fly. I believe. I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
No, now I'm feeling bad.
I see me running. Why?
Does he have like something wrong?
No.
Okay. Whatever. This is part of
his accent. Something. He can't sing.
Well, okay. He can sing so much better than I can.
What's honestly, that? Though, that show.
He at least is carrying a note.
The amount of people on there that thought they could sing and couldn't was crazy.
Staggering.
He was like
staggering.
Staggering. Heather, so you don't think you can sing as good as William Hung.
No, I'm serious. Like, that sounded like he was carrying the notes pretty good.
I think you guys are on par with each other.
What's great about singing with your mom is that, like, we'll be singing a song, but she'll follow you. Like, if I go into harmony, she'll go into harmony with me.
Well, we know
that's good.
I can't sing. I got to go with you.
That means you can match.
I'm serious. Because talking is just extended. Singing is just extended talking.
Mm-hmm. Maybe my voice is bad.
Why do mom sing?
You've got that Peppermint Patty kind of raspy.
This is your time.
That Bonnie Raitt.
Your dreams are coming true.
What this song, if you sang it? You don't have to sing it, but what song would you sing if you could sing it?
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. Which one should I sing?
Man.
Shake Your Bonbon.
Shake Your Bonbon.
I don't know that song.
I don't either, but.
William Hung sings it? You've never heard of it?
I've heard it, but I really don't know it.
Well, that's embarrassing.
You sing it then, Libby. Shake your bonbon.
Shake your bonbon. Shake your bonbon. Yeah, yeah. Show them how to do it now.
That is not that song.
Yeah, it is.
That's Shake Your Groove Thing.
That is Shake Your Groove Thing from the 70s.
Is Shake Your Bonbon.
I know that song.
Shake your bonbon. Shake your bonbon.
Well, they stole it from Shake Your Bonbon, so.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're trying to be French.
That was a little French. I was just going to say the same thing. It sounded like you're being French. Shake your bonbon.
Shake your bonbon. Shake your bonbon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, Libby, when did you first, did you always want to sing or did you?
Yeah, when I was little, I wanted to be a rock star. So I wanted to be an actress, singer, and dancer.
Superstar.
What, was there a star that made you want
to
be one?
Superstar. Well, I remember being five and wanting to, but I know when I was 10 and Hannah Montana came out, I wanted to be one even more. So I don't know, really, I just always wanted to be one.
I remember one time we were at our singer friend's house. Okay.
Right.
And we were playing Chinese checkers. And I think Livy was 4 or 5, and she had never ever done this, especially in front of other people.
Yeah.
And she grabbed a candle or something and she went up on Kay's fireplace mantle and she just started belting the song out. And Kay was like, "That's amazing."
I wanted to be a superstar.
She's like, "Does she always do this?" I'm like, "Well, she does quietly, but not in front of other people."
Yeah.
So Kay was always like, she should do commercials.
And now I'm cleaning people's basements. So you tell me who's succeeding.
Look, I hate to break it to you, but it doesn't matter what kind of success you have in life. You will always clean somebody's basement.
Yes.
It's probably going to be your own, but you're going to be cleaning basements.
For sure.
I was cleaning one today, by the way.
Did
Or at least I was told to clean one. Or
not told. I said, well, the it's boxes, like,
we need to clean
just
one.
The boxes.
So I know that there's a basement cleaning in my future.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know before Christmas, we want to make it nice down there.
I know.
Mm. So it'll just be fun.
Yeah. Anyways.
So keep, I loved your Instagram post. What was it yesterday? What did it say? It was a picture of Luke. And then
you
it says,
say it.
No.
It was a picture of Luke that said, dreams really do come true. Not mine, but I'm sure some do.
That's what you said?
I wonder who came up with that awesome joke.
Ooh. Me.
No. It was me.
You little pee.
You little what? Did you call him?
No, nothing.
A peeve.
Oh, peeve.
No, I called you a pee.
Oh, yeah, it's sorry.
Like the princess and the pee.
Princess and the pee? Like irritation? You're a little irritation.
No, I gave her credit. It's hers.
No, stop. You're literally ruining my whole day.
Doesn't take much.
It really doesn't.
That was easy.
So how's your marriage, guys?
Well, I sent her down to the basement.
I mean, that's what this podcast is devolving into. Just how's your marriage? And is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you guys have a fight today?
No.
We had a fight yesterday.
You did?
Oh, it's still lingering?
I'm genuinely fine.
You what? You're generally fine?
Genuinely.
Oh,
okay.
I just get like, after I have to talk a lot, I'll usually like, I need like time to like
shut down for 4 days or
recollect words. It's like a phone I have to like charge.
Mm.
Did you have to talk a lot today?
No, not really. No, not really.
Well, your mother and I had a conversation today on our walk and discussing, like, you know, when there's conversations, it's like sometimes I'm not really in it, but I'm listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes I'm in it, but I think more times I'm not in it than I am.
I Whereas 50,
Heather,
50
Heather, more time she's in it and sometimes she's not in it, but more times she's in it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of why I still enjoy listening, and I like the energy of people having conversations. Even if I'm in the next room, I like it that people are somewhere in the house together.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was actually saying how I love how Coach is engaged and asks lots of questions.
My dad,
and he sits there with us. He didn't always do that. He's been kind of a shy guy, but now that he's getting older, he's like, I don't know. He's totally in the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I love listening to other people's conversations, like strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's a good one. It's
like,
Aldi's.
I do not want to be a part of it, but I want to listen to it.
Mm.
Like on airplanes and stuff?
Everywhere. Airports, airplanes, restaurants, whatever.
Go sit outside at Caldi's. You'll catch
Caldi's, I always hear interesting ones.
Do you hear, are they different than your life? Or does it you enjoy it because you're the same, or you enjoy it because it's like, this is somebody else's
experience? I think it's interesting because I'm like, everyone has their own life, their own friends.
Isn't that amazing that they don't need us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, think about it. I think about that stuff right now. Like places I've been in Mexico, there's still people there in Mexico doing something right now.
Yeah, I think about that
without
stuff.
I am a part of it in no way. But there was one that was funny at a coffee shop. I think some of you were there with me, but it was like a first date.
Mm-hmm.
And
one was, you could tell, was very liberal and the other was very conservative. Mm-hmm. And just hearing them figure it out was hilarious.
Yeah. It was.
And then her phone conversation when he left.
Because they found out, I think, like where both of them were. And then the guy just literally like got up and left.
No, he said, I got to go to the car real quick.
Yeah. And
he
never came back.
And he drove away.
Is that the one we were at over at the coffee shop?
But she was pretty...
I won't say who was who.
Yeah.
She was pretty aggressive, and she was just going right for the jugular. Like, boom.
She was a little aggressive.
And he was
but
like,
it was just very
okay,
funny.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, they started talking about, I knew it was over when they started talking about the size of their computer monitors for working at home. And I was like, oh, you guys are doomed. You guys, this is a first date, and you're talking about computer monitors.
Oh, my God.
There should be an actual buzzer that went.
Simon Cowell comes out. Howie Mandel.
So how can you recuperate from that?
You can't.
You can.
It's over. If I start talking about, like in my marriage, computer size monitors with Liv, someone should still hit a red buzzer.
Yeah.
Like restart.
Well, we got a few red buzzers to hit then. Cause
really?
Did you talk about
what's
that?
Luke's red
He's
buzzer?
Like,
what does Luke talk about? You're like.
Oh, geez.
Finances.
He'll start talking about like, what's a Swift management Is that what it's called?
No.
What's it called?
Just Swift messaging.
Thank you. It's Swift close. Messaging. So mad at me.
He's so mad at me.
So mad.
Oh man, with Swift management or whatever.
So he'll do. Yeah, he'll start doing like. And then if you're compounding interest, blah blah blah, blah then I'll just be like,
Oh. Can we talk something financial?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're here, Luke.
Oh,
because we were trying to figure out.
I'm so happy I can help you with this. Go for it.
I'll come back to you when I need something. when I need meaningless trivia.
All right. Thank you.
When I need meaningless drama, I'll come to you.
Yeah, meaningless drama.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you explain to us capital gains tax?
Wait, on the radio here or the whatever this
on
is?
The radio right yeah. now.
This is the radio. Like
on KBMR.
On the radio.
The government taxes individuals that sell basically investments. So like if you buy a stock and then you sell it, the government has a certain tax. Depends, though. Like, if you sell it and bring it into your personal account, then you get taxed on what you're selling. But if you move it into another investment account, you're not going to get taxed.
Okay.
Same with real estate.
Okay. Does that work with anything like a house you buy?
Right.
Like your primary house that you live in, if you buy it for, say, $100,000, but then sell it for $200,000, that's $100,000 more, right?
Yes.
Do you get taxed on that $100,000?
Yeah.
The house you live
even
in?
Even with depreciation, even with taxes
it.
Going
I thought
up?
It was just for depends what you property. Sell it.
With inflation?
Inflation.
It can be a house you live in.
Yeah.
Did this happen when we moved?
But I'm sure you took that money and put it into your new house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So I think
we downsized, so it wasn't as big as our last house.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, and I could be wrong, but when you sell property, you'd have to put into another property or investment. Otherwise, government will tax you on it because it's probably considered an investment. Because like if you guys were to sell, I don't know, if someone were to sell, okay, for instance, in California, people were moving out of California going to Texas, right?
Right.
Cost of houses are higher in California. Yeah, so when they move to Texas, they actually end up spending the same amount in Texas because otherwise they're going to get taxed off of selling their home.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because if they sell their house for $1 million in Texas, they don't buy $1 million house in Dallas or no, they sell their house in California and buy a cheaper house in Dallas. They're going to have to pay the difference of capital gains tax on what they keep. Because it's
what
considered
if they
investment.
Bought two houses
right.
huh? for the price of the one house?
I would assume... And I don't know. I would assume they would not get tax capital gains because they're putting it into another investment property.
I was just so talking dumb. To...
But that could be wrong.
A relative yesterday so in Texas. And she said she can't even go to the grocery store lately. It's so packed everywhere. Like
in Texas being overrun.
You've just being overrun with from the border and from California. So she said, when I go to the grocery store, I have to either go early in the morning or later at night, like after 9, because it's really packed. Not like just Thanksgiving packed. She said it's like worse than that.
Mm.
Like the lines are long. You stand there forever. You can't find a parking spot.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And that's way out where they live.
Okay. So that's insane. We were back to capital gains real quick. We were talking to John and Mary Kelly, right?
Right.
So we went to their lake house a few weeks ago. He was talking about Social Security.
Yes.
Social Security, for those of you who don't know, you pay into it, and then allegedly at the age of 60 or 65, you can start taking
it out. To withdraw.
It's like the biggest scam in the history of the United States.
Is it a Ponzi scheme? Is that?
Yeah. Like put your money into a pool. We'll invest it for you. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get it.
Anything.
Yeah, whatever.
But they just take that money and
they do whatever they want with it. Right. It's running out. But if you were to invest it yourself, you would make 10 times, double, triple, 5 times the amount.
And you,
you have to pay into
Social Security.
It comes out of any check for a corporation. That
anything
you
that you get taxed, taxable income, they take Social Security income out of it. So
not magical at
welcome
all.
Welcome to the United States.
Yeah, yeah. It's like right in your face robbery.
Okay,
like,
wait,
I'm just
Liv,
gonna take
do you have that quote the other day?
Any say
of the roads?
Oh yeah, it was something like
have the what?
Why don't like dear government, like please fix the roads that you tax me to drive on the car in the car that you tax me for with the money that you also tax me for from the job that I work at that you also tax me for.
That I park, like that. That I park so in dumb. The driveway.
Because I'm the tax man.
That I park in the driveway of the house that you, that you also tax me for.
Have yeah. you seen a video of the kid? He's That's in the back so seat and his dad picks him up and he gets his first check.
Yes.
And he realizes they take out taxes from his check. Because in his mind, he's like, I did this many hours. I gave him this much money. So that's how much he's expecting. Mm-hmm. And he looks at it like.
Depressed.
Mm-hmm. And he actually gets out of the car. He's just so like crying.
I remember the first time that happened to me where I thought I was going to make a more substantial amount than I did.
Yeah.
Everything got taken out.
Uh-huh. I remember that happened to Levi. So mad.
It's so infuriating.
Yes. Devastating.
And it gets worse. Mm-hmm. It gets worse. It gets way worse.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like punching the gut worse.
It's
just don't succeed, anybody.
And
don't
you
succeed.
See what they use it for.
That's a problem.
Well, especially you go to business for yourself, and then you get the first time where you have to pay so much, and you weren't prepared for that. Like, it's like we've all
done it. That happened to us
it.
Last year.
It happened to Spencer. Oh, that happened to us. To y'all?
Yeah.
Because Libby does.
Lives freelance stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
Oh, and people will say, you'll see, I saw this meme one time said, you know, all this stuff that it had a picture of just street like out in the street and said, you know, you don't like the government. Oh, they put up these poles and they made this ditch and they created this. It's all about the roads. Don't you want roads?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, where did they get all this stuff?
Yeah.
Where did they create the bulldozers that made the ditch?
Right.
Did they create the asphalt?
Right.
Did they make the concrete to make the poles?
Right.
Did they run the electrical lines? No, they did not. It's all built on the private sector. All of it.
Yeah. Mm. Now,
did you build anything?
No. I know there's a little country and I don't know the specifics, but I'm going to go and say this one in county or area in, that'd be good. In Colorado decided they weren't going to pay taxes for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, you're going to have to take care of your own stuff then. And they wouldn't come snowplow and pick up the trash, which they didn't actually expect them to. So then this community, I think it might have even been just like a smaller community.
Yeah.
They all decided just to pitch in and find their own garbage man and find their own. And it is still functioning and running.
Yeah.
And they are paying much less than they would have in the taxes.
Well, how do we have roads before income tax and all that? I mean, back before 1906 or when it started or 1910, we had roads. They had all kinds of stuff.
Also, our roads are terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are they? They're pretty good around
Manchester
here.
Manchester is the worst road in America.
I'm surprised Manchester doesn't get fixed.
It is
like
the reason
roads.
I have gotten like four flat tires.
Can you sue the road people that cause you to get flat tires all the time?
Honestly. They don't fill holes anymore. They just place these
metal grates over it.
The metal plates that you...
I'm like, what is your problem?
With the sharp edges on them?
Yeah. I'm like, this is going to puncture my tire. If you're on like a motorcycle... Going at a substantial speed.
Oh, you've seen it. I know. I'll show you. I'll show you some.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Horrid.
Well, what's frustrating is when you turn to go to the Wilson house, there's this little kind of like this sidewalk just sticks out right there. People turn to go on the highway.
Yeah, I popped my tire.
But if you turn to go in there,
that.
You did. So did Keegan.
Yep.
So did Keegan.
Yep.
And that's why it's the same
place.
Yep. And it's just sticking out in the road, and it's a busy road. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. There are some things, though, with the government that it does. Some of the things they do definitely does like benefit society.
Yeah.
But some of it is like we did this report once in economics or something where we broke down like all of government spending and like all these universities that are getting these grants for funding. And there was this one study that they put a panther on a treadmill at the University of North Carolina, and it was costing $150,000 a year to run. And they just put a panther on a treadmill. And it's like, I'm sure more people would be more into giving taxes if it actually went to things that were beneficial.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say, that
some of the
they would stop a lot of this taxation if people had to actually write a check for the tax amount as opposed to it being taken out of their check,
right?
Where you kind of get numb to that.
Yeah.
If people had to physically write out that amount or enter it in their computer, I don't think.
Blow your mind. You'd be so mad. Well, think the Revolutionary War was started because of a 3%
tax. 3% tax,
raise. And so now we're just like, whatever.
We're actually like a lot lower the tax rate than we were in the 70s for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
After a certain point, he was taxed over $200,000, 99 cents to the dollar.
Yeah, yeah. But I was my Peter Schiff guy. He was like, yeah, they were taxed that much because a lot of those guys weren't paying it. They found tax shelters and ways to protect. There's no way. There's no way you could build any wealth. It was like that. It would take so long to do it, I would think.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I'll say this, and I can lose followers. I'm going to be really. You can hate me. You can throw. You can slander me. But government to me, government is like referees at a football
game.
Referees at a football game. That's what government is. Yeah. They're there to draw the lines and they're there to call penalties when they happen. They're there to keep people from doing bad. They're not there to do good.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not there. That's like saying, you know, we should give we should thank the referees for training the players and for buying the players and for building the stadium and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
No, they're just there to call the fouls.
Yep.
To set up our government, set up our judicial system, to provide police and protection.
And then to get the people armies. Who run across the field naked out of there.
To get those people to.
No, let them stay.
Even they don't have to do that.
Yeah.
One of the players will do that.
And that's
My
funny
goodness.
Because the referees in football games aren't full-time employees. That's an interesting.
I love you even more right now that you said that, Luke. That's genius.
Marian?
That's genius. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
And it's a human nature question, which is I'm the type of guy. Okay. I don't mind if there's a hair in my food.
Ooh. All right, this took a different turn than I was expecting. Go ahead. Yes.
I know this is weird, and I know I'm taking a turn. Yeah, we can go back to talking financials.
No, this is good.
I think it's interesting, and I want to get your take on it, because something happened, and I want to just see what you guys would do. Okay, I don't care about, like, if there's a bunch of hairs, or if they're, dirt and stuff.
Well, if you made it yourself, and
there's
you just
noodles
picked up.
Or hairs.
If they're curly, But
is that a meatball or a hairball?
I wouldn't even know if I would send it back, but I'd probably question if it was a hairball. But no, if there's a little hair, I don't mind, because I know there's so much other things in food that we don't even, it's worse.
Yeah.
Or like a fly. Like if a fly's on my plate, I don't really,
Yeah, I don't care.
Flick it off.
Even if it's dead, I don't.
Well, I'm
I'm not going to make a fuss. But here's what happened. I'm out. I'm having coffee at our place with Josh.
Yeah.
Josh is in town. And I went to do a phone interview. I had to walk off and do like a 10-minute phone interview. And I came back and my coffee, I have my coffee on the in the mug. And there was a fly in it. And I looked at it and I just kind of, I took it out and I'm fine. I'm fine. And I looked at Josh and he goes, because you're from South Africa. So you saw that. I said, you saw the fly. He goes, yeah, I saw it, but I didn't, I was thinking of taking it out, but what was I going to tell you, or I wasn't going to tell?
Oh, right.
So the question is, what would you do in that circumstance?
Yeah.
Would you take the fly out and not tell the person? Mm-hmm. Would you leave it in there? Would you take it out and tell the person? Because then you're sticking your fingers in somebody else's coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
<there's no laughs>
a lot of things. I would try to get something else to flick it out with, like maybe a spoon.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's where mine went.
Yeah,
mine.
But would you tell the person that you flicked out a fly with a spoon?
Yes. Yep.
Right.
Definitely.
Because see, here's the deal.
But in all seriousness, no, I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't tell them?
Knowing myself, I think I would want to, but then they would come and I'd forget it happened.
Mm. Oh, you would forget by the time they got back, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different, yeah.
You would,
and then I'd be like, now it's too far into the conversation to tell them.
They're drinking it now. I didn't give them the option.
Yeah. Sip out of it.
I don't know if I would continue the coffee with the dead fly in it. That's different to me.
Me too.
That's different than it landing on food.
Yeah. Wait a second. I wouldn't continue.
Luke on that one.
What?
We wouldn't drink it. We would not even drink the coffee.
No, if you were the other guy.
The other guy, I would tell him that there's a fly. And if I didn't have a spoon, I would probably leave it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't reach my finger in there because I think that's worse than a fly.
So you wouldn't drink the coffee at all?
I wouldn't drink
my
coffee.
Friend's immunity
well, if out. I knew the fly was in it, if it happened to me and you said I took a spoon and took a fly out, then I'd pour it out.
Depends.
Really?
Okay.
I don't mind the flicking. But I'm on the dead.
Well, if there's a worm in it, I wouldn't. But a fly, I'm just like.
Yeah, it depends on the bug.
Mm.
It depends on the bug? Like,
see,
what
if it
kind
was
of,
like a wasp, I'd be like, wasp kill people. I'm not drinking that.
Do you think they would inject some sort of poison?
Yeah.
Oh, like a bee. Yeah, bees are. Maybe he'd put a little honey in it, sweetened it up for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that would be great.
Stir it around.
A wasp, no.
Right.
A fly doesn't really matter to me.
What did Josh say? I mean,
He left the fly in. He goes, I wasn't going to, I wasn't thinking about taking it out, but
also,
I just left the fly in, see what you would
I
want
kinda,
to do.
I trust Josh's
I kind of just do whatever Josh does.
Yeah. So I would just go with what Josh did.
You know what I did? Actually, I did. I took the coffee and I threw it in his face. I said,
wow.
Go back to your own country. Go back to South Africa where you belong, you weird.
He's probably
talking.
Like, I wish I could. I wish I could.
He did. Yeah, so there you go.
Mm. Yeah, he was upset about the taxes in Illinois because he lives outside of Chicago. Yeah. So he was ranting about that a little bit.
Liv, at what point do you start caring about the cuteness of animals? Like what is the bottom tier of animal that you start caring about it?
That's confusing.
Like if I run over a fly with a car, you don't care.
No.
Right?
No.
If I run over a mouse with a car, would you care?
No.
Rat?
No.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamster?
Like chipmunk? That would be very, that would ruin my whole day.
So is it size or based on cuteness?
Both.
Okay. All right.
See, I'm not going to say this.
No. Go ahead.
What about a ladybug?
Ladybug.
If he ran over a ladybug.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't know.
Bird?
What if you knew?
I would be sad. Because one time I accidentally hit a bird and I cried.
Really?
Yep.
What kind of bird?
It was just like a little raven.
Monster.
Raven. A raven?
Yeah, but it made me sad.
A raven is scary.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Snake, that would make my day.
Frog?
Don't care.
A turtle?
That's sad.
Interesting. Is it all based on cuteness?
Yeah.
Squirrel?
What about
did we say squirrel already?
Armadillo?
Yeah, I would be sad. Armadillo, I wouldn't be sad because I think they carry leprosy.
That is.
Do they?
I think that's
I've
true.
I've heard that rumor before.
So. Yeah, I wonder who said it in this podcast and got shamed for it.
What? Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Probably someone that's stupid.
Okay,
you
what
said
is the
it
question?
On this,
armadillo
on
carry leprosy.
Let's do it. Let's do the Heather. Siri, is it true what Luke said about when you run over an armadillo and it gives you leprosy? Is that true, Siri? I think it's so cute how you hold up your phone like this, just hold like up against your mouth.
Because it sometimes doesn't understand me, so I have to hold it up.
So what is the question?
Mom's like, what happened 1 week ago? It was Tuesday, like 4 o'clock. What were we doing?
Okay, I type in armadillo L-E.
No, I text you guys.
And the first thing is armadillo leprosy.
That's what's up. Wow. That's what's up.
But does it say if it's true or false? Because I hear a lot about it, but I didn't know.
New evidence that wild armadillos, this is like the panther on the treadmill. It's like, is this what we're paying to do this kind of research?
Well, we kind of want
to
know that,
I actually have something to say
who
about
has
this.
Leprosy?
I do.
Wait, don't we want to know?
I do, too.
But we're not petting armadillos either, but I'm just saying.
What does it say?
I had a friend in high school.
Because they're making their way up here, you know.
I had a friend in high school who had leprosy.
Wait, really?
I told him a joke, and he laughed his face off.
Oh my gosh.
That's not even funny.
I honestly, like, might.
Laughed his face off.
Leave. I'm just kidding.
Okay, guys, this is nothing to be.
Okay, wait, but I bet
this is nothing to be.
That's
but I bet
terrible.
If you typed in "Do armadillos not have leprosy?" you could find the same
info,
information, just the opposite.
Yeah,
our internet, it doesn't exist. Nothing exists.
Maybe that's what that.
Nothing is
it
true.
It's. I think you've touched on something. The whole confirmation bias, and that's the one thing that I kind of want to get out of my life. I want to stop just.
Yeah,
just, like when I'm surfing TikTok videos, I don't want to stop at the ones that I agree with.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Well, there's this video the other day we saw. Can I say?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was basically this guy.
I'm just saying I need to take time to hate people who don't agree with me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I want to agree with them. I just need to spend that time to invest in hate for someone who has
non-similar. If I want to check the other side of something, like I was watching something yesterday, and you're like, oh, that guy's an idiot, and he for sure is, you know. I'm like, I don't know. I don't really know the whole story. I want to catch the side of
whoa,
it,
whoa, dad behind closed doors.
He gets real.
That guy's an idiot.
He does get mad. He gets mad about it. It's like, it's okay if we don't agree with it. We can still watch it.
Yeah, I get angry.
Wow.
She brings me back. She's like the calming influence. Because I got a lot of rage in here. A lot of rage.
You do?
A lot of anger.
Yeah.
I do too.
Liv's been feeling the anger.
I think
too.
It's more irritation.
Do you know what I do, Dad?
Irritation.
What? You know what I do when
what?
I get angry? I gossip to God.
Oh, I like that. It's cute.
You what?
I gossip to God.
You gossip to God. Tell me about it.
Well, when you gossip to God, you don't spread bad vibes to other people.
Just tell God about it.
So you just tell God, and then like by the end of your gossiping, you're just kind of like, you feel God being like, yes, but like, what if this person was going through this, and I love this person, and you're called to love them too. And then you're like, you're right, God. And then everything's fine.
Wrong again.
So I'm going to list some scenarios and tell me whether you would gossip to God or not.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Uh, your best friend, smells really bad.
I don't care.
Okay. Your best friend.
My what friend?
Your best
your
friend?
Your what friend?
Emma.
Your best friend.
Wait, did you say your breast friend?
No, he said best friend with an accent.
That's like.
Like William Hung.
That's like a woman's bosom.
All right. Okay. All right. Well,
did I tell you, do you know that story about the guy?
Chicken chest?
Chicken chest. It's my favorite story.
I think I ruined
it. We'll tell it just
joke.
In case you haven't heard it, everybody.
I think I ruined it.
My buddy's a AOG. What? He's an AOG pastor, you know. They're pretty charismatic.
Assembly of God.
Okay. Assembly of God. AOG. And he's out with his, like a mentor kind of pastor, old dude, you know, and preacher of the church, the Assembly of God church. He's with his wife, you know.
Yeah.
Very holiness kind of stuff. And do you know this story, Libby?
Yeah, I do.
And they're at the restaurant, and the older pastor was looking at the menu, and the waitress comes, and he said, yes, I will have the chicken chest sandwich.
Oh, jeez.
And my friend's like, what? He looks at the wife, and the wife goes, he doesn't say breast. So
I wonder if she thought that was funny or she thought it was.
It's probably some questions.
I think guys like that spread leprosy. I think
that there's an issue there.
Yeah. So, sorry, Luke, I interrupted leprosy. You. I'm sorry.
No. That's definitely.
Are
that
you
was
asking
a
me other
story.
Gossip questions?
Yeah. So basically, if we were at a restaurant with a pastor in the AOG, you know, line of work, and he ordered chicken chest instead of chicken breast, would you tell a joke in front of thousands of people, or would you gossip to God about it?
Ooh, great question.
I love that's another gossip to God. That's another thing for a coffee mug.
Gossip to God.
Gossip to God, man.
How many do you have now?
This is what would happen. I would look at you, and we would both be like, this is hilarious. Mm-hmm. But then I wouldn't probably tell other people.
You would or wouldn't?
I would, yeah. I would. So.
What are you pointing at me for?
I'm just laughing because yesterday.
But I think if it was something that was like negative about someone, I would gossip it to God.
Because dad scoffs. He's a scoffer.
Wow.
Yeah, harsh words from the right corner.
You're
getting
thrown under the bus.
But
today.
It's funny because that came up at church.
I could say
yesterday.
Things,
so
but I'm just gossiping to God internally.
Yeah. You just waited for. Are you going to go forward?
I just. It bubbles up in me. It bubbles up the scoffiness.
He was super scoffy at church yesterday.
Yeah. Do you not agree with me at all?
I didn't really know.
He wasn't
what he was
really
talking
scoffing.
About. I didn't understand the context.
Maybe you've
so.
Scoffed in the past, but
yeah,
you weren't scoffing currently.
Okay.
He was later.
I can feel my shoulders going up. I'm
No. Okay. Yeah. It's just. It is a legit thing.
Yeah.
I do agree. I didn't understand the context yesterday, so I didn't know.
I need to find balance because I think I'm really humble, but I'm also very judgy. And there's no in between, you know? I'm
that's
like really sweet and accepting and tolerant. Yes. And then on the other side, I will cut you.
It's
I
true. Would,
why are we the same?
I know. I would. Can
that
I,
is
can
so,
I give,
really
so hurt
extreme.
This person? Can I give an analysis of why I think that's the case?
Yeah, that would
it's
be great.
It's because you guys know when things are done well and you know how to do them well, but when they're not done well and people are more distracting, that's when it bothers you.
Yeah. Right? Well, I think that I'll speak for myself. I'm more aware of like, I don't want to, like, I know that my innate self like likes to be recognized. But I don't like that about myself, so I try to like hide that.
Oh gosh, that's
Does
so
that make
thick.
Sense?
Yeah, that's
so.
So
I try to be
thin.
Like, I don't want to be doing this for like people to like accept me and like me. Mm-hmm. So then when I see other people that I'm like, that's why they're doing that. They're doing that because they want to be
so
known as something.
Do you have that internally? Like
that makes sense.
Where you want to be known, and that's something you would do, but you stop yourself from doing.
Yeah, because I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh.
Exactly.
See, people listening, that's seriously really deep. That's
so
really
it's like
amazing.
You do, but you do want to do it, but you don't want to do it, or you.
It's just
do
that
do it, but you don't.
You
do it
see
you
it.
Shouldn't do it.
You,
I don't know.
You so struggle with it, and you're so self-aware about it in your own mind that you picture that you see other people through that filter.
Yeah.
So then I just assume people are doing it out of that.
Yes.
Same
that's
thing.
Why we need
that's
to die.
Like,
that's why the Bible says we need to die to ourselves.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly
that's
why.
Good.
To die to it so you don't feel that. It's just,
because I know I got stuff like that too, where it's not the same context, but it's a thing, a different thing.
And it doesn't.
And then I cringe if somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, right. No, that makes sense.
Because I think it comes from a genuine sense of caring and love. I really do. It's just you don't know how to express it.
Do you
don't know what to do with it.
Like people say that it's hard to get along with people that are like exactly like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, because there are some tendencies that I have that I see other people do. And I'm just like, why don't you stop yourself from doing that? No. That's what I struggle with internally. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember there was conflict long ago when we were first married in our friend group kind of thing. Oh, sorry. And every time it was discussed about the person and the things that that person was doing, I was always cringing, thinking, oh, my gosh, I totally do that. I totally say that. I totally do it that way. And I would say it out loud after a while. And they go, well, it's not the same when you do it. And I'm like, seems like it is. But, yeah.
Well, like with music, I think Libby can probably attest to this. It moves us so much.
Yeah.
Like, me and her, I know that... You guys enjoy music a lot. I think you do. And you probably get, you have your songs that take you to a different place. I think we have we do there more often. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, we can sit in a car and just listen to a song 100 times over and over again.
Last night I realized.
And then you're so moved by it that you're kind of like, when you see somebody you feel is not taking it seriously or not doing it well. Not doing well. You know how good it can be.
Yes, yeah. That's so true.
And it's just, like I said, I don't have any middle. I need a middle.
That's so true.
I need
some transition area.
Michael Scott, like 0-100.
Yeah, we're very all or nothing.
Yeah.
Last night when I went to the concert, I was like thinking, man, it seems like it takes a whole concert for me to be that moved by music.
Interesting.
Which kind of bums me out because I want to be more moved by it just if I even hear on the radio or on my phone. But it's like, it feels like I have to be engulfed in the whole thing.
Well, let me ask you this. What does take you to that deep place quicker?
In reference to music?
No, in reference to anything in life.
Oh, that's a big question.
What?
Do you have any ideas?
Well, does it a good thing that you read when you're reading, when you're writing, when you're journaling, like when you're watching a movie, when you're in nature or taking a walk or exercising or petting a dog?
Like, for instance, like most artwork does nothing for me.
Right.
Like where some people are like, wow. And I'm just like, I don't know.
So it's hard to find appreciation in small things?
And just art things.
I don't think small, if it's your thing.
Partial things, not small.
I'm a little stronger about the art than Olivia, but I'm not in, I love it though.
I've very rarely been moved by a piece of art where it's been like, wow.
I'm only moved by it if I am the work of art that's displayed on it.
I was moved by my llama picture that I can't find.
Well, that reminds me. You ever heard of Narcissus? Narcissus was a...
The guy?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
The topic or the guy?
You know, I have a question.
You know who Narcissus was?
Yes.
He stared at his reflection in the water so long. He fell in love with his reflection, and he fell in the water and drowned.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But to me, I'm like, they probably didn't have mirrors back in that time. So he was like, he probably freaked out. Like, I kind of feel for Narcissus.
Was he a real guy, though, or is this a like an allegory type story?
No, it's a myth.
Yeah, it's like a Greek mythology.
It's a mythical story that people in Greece came up with back in, the Peloponnesian Wars, where the Greeks were fighting the Spartans.
I really wish you talked like that.
Seriously.
Our niece talks, she has a lisp. She goes, can you put my shoes and socks on?
Oh, she got that one. Got it way back there.
I saw somebody
used to always do that.
I saw some TikTok. This guy was like just making fun of that. Why would you make up the word that explains what it's like to have a speech impediment where you can't say the letter S?
Yeah, lisp.
Why call it lisp?
Right.
That is just brutal.
That's mean.
Brutal. Also, so she says like socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the shadow of her mouth. And shoes on. I'm like, yes, I can.
Yes, please keep asking me. Yes, please.
Wait, what did you want me to put on?
Wait, what is it?
So wait, what did you want me to do?
And her name's Savannah.
Savannah. Seriously.
That's a cute name.
Sorry, suckers.
So cute.
Seriously.
I remember I had a friend whose daughter talked like that I think she kind of still does. And through high school and in her 20s. I remember we brought it up like, that, and her name has a lot of S's. I won't say it. But anyway, we were like, hey, how's that going to work out for her? And the mom was like, what do you mean? Like she was like, oh, furious. No. So I guess that's why she never got help.
You're like, I don't know.
That was so awkward too. It was like,
oh, sorry, what were we talking about? I think I misheard.
A lot of people have that Tom Brokaw L where they do their L's like this, their L's. That's kind of a thing.
You think their tongue gets stuck to the roof of their mouth?
I don't know. It's like,
Is that an accent thing, sort of, or a
no? I think it's impedimental.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love life project,
love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
So if you're on a mission to be the best gift giver ever this year, it's never too early to start crossing off your list. Whether you're shopping for mom, dad, teenagers, in-laws, your best buds, Uncommon Goods makes it easy to find remarkable and truly original gifts for anyone. Uncommon Goods wants your holiday season to be stress-free. So check out their selection of thousands of items today. Now, I went to their website, which is amazing. You got to go there. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site. They've got dark humor, misfortune cookies. Yes. They have a trivia game, Millennials versus Boomers trivia game. Amazing. My favorite. I can't wait to get it for myself, I got to be honest, and a few of my few closest coffee buddies. They have a nitro cold brew coffee maker. What amazing. Come on, man. No matter what they're into, Uncommon Goods has the perfect gift. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you can find just anywhere. Now, to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Hawkins. That's uncommongoods.com/Hawkins for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
What's the worst American accent region?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question.
That really kind of irritates you?
Yeah.
L.I.
That is pretty irritating.
I don't like the guttural. I don't know where that comes from, but it's from everywhere.
And I think it's more the Kardashian. They don't get enough air.
Come. There are people that are dying.
I listened to a podcast from way back, and they said how many complaints they get about the younger girls doing the guttural talk.
What would do where?
And
where
they
was
just
this?
Had a whole thing. It was on NPR.
Yeah,
they were talking about how a lot of the girls that do some of the narrating had guttural sounds, and they were getting a lot of complaints.
Right,
but they didn't know what to do about it.
Where does that come from? Where did that start? I would want to know.
I remember when I first noticed it at a triathlon when our friends were doing the triathlon. It was like a girl behind me. I was like, what is she doing? I've never heard this kind of talk before.
Yeah.
And then Levi was like 5.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I was trying to think of another like irritating, like Northern isn't really irritating. It's really different.
Northern,
because they're usually really nice, and I love Northeastern.
I could listen to people from New York talk all day.
Yeah, I love it.
It is
the thicker the better.
Oh my gosh, it's
amazing.
And
I also love Southern.
I know.
I don't think like really the West Coast.
That's what I was thinking. That's kind of annoying.
Yeah, California, Oregon,
interesting.
Seattle.
Yeah, it's not my favorite either.
Just because it's so.
It seems.
Snooty.
Yeah.
Really?
It does.
Yeah, some of the words they use are
a little snooty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
If you're from there, we love you. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But
I'll just gossip about
you.
Well,
I'm from there. And my
gossip
family's
to God.
Weird. I don't mind how my family people talk that are all Californians, but there's some kind of, you know, maybe it's more like a newscaster or something.
Maybe nasally. If you get maybe in the Northeast, nasally.
Yeah.
Well, there's like a certain
Jersey.
It's
not really. It's just nasal.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a certain way that people talk on the internet now. And like, I don't know why some people do it, but the way that they just like, are you serious? Like, it's more like questioning everything.
Yeah.
I get what you're talking about.
And that irritates me. And then also people that ask, or they like confirm after every sentence you're saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, so like, whatever, doesn't matter what accent.
Luke, but you literally do that.
No, there's this episode with Joe Rogan and this guy named
It's figuratively
from Adam Ruins Everything. And after everything, he says, like, you see what I'm saying? Or you agree? Or got it? Or question? Like, every single thing he said in Joe.
He said that to Adam
Ruins Everything. Yeah. And Joe was like, he was saying some absurd stuff. And Joe's like, no, I don't understand what you're saying. Yeah. Can you please back
that
up?
No, I don't agree with you or understand you.
Yeah. Well, that's just, I think it's that you want to be accepted, right?
Yeah.
You want to be affirmed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's almost like a fill-in for like.
Like.
The way that this guy was doing it, because it was like after everything.
Sometimes I'll say it occasionally like to make sure people are still with me.
Yes.
But you don't know you're doing it when you're doing it.
Right.
Yep. And I'll do that a lot. I'm saying like or you know. I say you know way too much.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
I mean, in regular life or on stage, you say, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you do say that.
Yeah. Or when you say, I think this. I think this. Well, that's why you're saying it, right? Why do you need to say, I think? Right. You know what I think? No,
there's
I don't know what you think.
A lot of things we say like
you know,
that.
Truthfully? No, not truthfully.
Yeah, don't.
You know,
don't
in all me. Truth, in all honesty? No, I want you to be as...
Lie to me, please.
Lie to me.
Don't tell
me what you're really...
Okay, I'm obsessed lately with the behavior panel. If you've ever heard of it, it's four guys who are...
They just
analyze behavior of all kinds of situations that are like missing children, mostly missing children situations. It is so interesting because they explain so many things. What are you going to explain?
They're human lie detectors. They'll look at somebody giving a testimony.
No way.
And then say, this is all the things they're doing wrong. This is the telltale signs.
Yeah,
they're
you
lying.
Can tell.
The things they do, everything from their speech patterns to the tempo to what they're doing with their eyes, their bodies. It's so cool.
I'm obsessed.
Crazy.
When somebody's guilty.
The crimes. I don't even know some of the crimes. I just want to watch.
Oh, I know. I know because they know. And they're like, if somebody's guilty of a crime, they'll over-explain it. Trying to get you to, like you were saying, Luke, you know what I'm saying? Like they want to get that affirmation.
They're trying to get the press to be.
It's called behavior panel.
I'm pretty sure there's four guys. And you'll notice they can't ever really, they're not allowed to give you a conclusion necessarily of whether this guy's guilty or non-guilty, but some of them are just too obvious because of their jobs. That's what their job is to do in life.
Crazy.
Yeah. And there's a lady on YouTube that does it. I like her the most.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching some of the Michael Jackson stuff, and she was kind of talking about, you know.
She's definitely biased, though.
You think so?
It seems like it.
Yeah. Is anyone unbiased?
I still like her, though.
Yeah.
Is anyone unbiased?
Well, these guys are a little more unbiased because they're professional, and she might be professional,
like,
too.
So you're saying if she doesn't like the person, she'll more tend to?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I'm noticing a pattern.
Yeah.
These guys are more like... just really know they're, or at least are trying to just really pay attention to the behavior only no matter who the person is.
Yeah.
Cause they did like, Andrew Cuomo and some other people. So they seemed very like, you know, like this is actually what he is doing and just based on his behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes I practice not lying. Like when they talk about doing the things, like what would you, like you ever thought about it? If you were doing a lie detector test?
I think about it when I'm listening to them talk.
Like, how are you supposed to handle yourself when you answer a question? Am I supposed to nod when I answer?
Can we practice?
Sure.
Liv, can you tell us a story, either truth or lie, and we have to detect?
Yeah.
Oh.
So one time I was in Europe and my friend and I, we were in Italy and my friend and I, we're getting ready to go to Bible school. And, you know, before Bible school, we wanted to be a little rebellious. So we decided that we were going to smoke some cigarettes. Neither of us had done it before. But we were just like, you know what? Last hurrah before we go to Bible school.
I think this is not
What kind of cigarettes?
Normal ones.
Okay. What color was the package?
I didn't finish the story.
I'm just asking you to see if you're lying. I mean...
Yeah.
What country in Europe?
Italy.
Italy? What part of Italy?
In Rome. What? We were in Rome. And it was late at night, and the only place to get cigarettes was down this really creepy street.
Did you get them from a shop?
Well, so we went down this creepy street, and there was it was like a vending machine of cigarettes. But then there was like this group of like creepy people that were smoking something else. And we were like, maybe we should leave. So we went back up to the main strip. And then there were these two older looking guys who were like staring at us. So we're like, we could probably get cigarettes off of these guys. So I make her walk up to them and ask them for cigarettes. They say yes. Then they said something else that we didn't understand. So we said, never mind. So we walked away from them. Then we saw a table of ladies and we said, let's ask them if they have cigarettes. So we went up to them. We said, do you guys have cigarettes? And they said, no. And then we're like, okay. So we just ended up going home and neither of us have smoking cigarettes to this day.
Smoking cigarettes.
We're not smoked.
Okay.
So
okay.
I want to tell you what I know about that.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you can read people's brows. Mm-hmm. So, and then she was shaking her head no, like to, you know, just, like not actually shaking it, no, but she was moving side to side. And I think parts of the story actually happen right. in different contexts, but not in the context of looking for cigarettes.
Right. Okay. I watched that whole thing. You know, I wrote down some notes.
Okay.
And I have no idea whether you're telling the truth.
I think you might be telling the truth.
You're such a good storyteller, though. See,
she's so good at lying.
Well, I was just using the techniques that these guys say, so I was thinking that that I think parts of the story actually happen, but not.
Do you remember what part that she was shaking her head at?
In the very beginning, when she said we smoked cigarettes as the last hoorah, she was kind of looking side to side and doing this, and she was looking for acceptance. Like, okay, you got me. And then she was also. Okay. Giving us unuseful information. Like we didn't need to know these things. And then she hesitated when you asked her a question about what kind of cigarettes they were or whatever. She didn't have a answer.
Okay.
That's all I have. So, I was just going by the guy.
So I was telling the complete truth.
Oh, wow. All of it?
Yep.
Okay.
And you asked the wrong person because I'm very good at making my truth seem like I'm lying. And I'm very good at making my life seem like it's a truth.
Yeah.
That's scary.
We don't know the questions really to ask that would kind of lead you.
Yeah.
Do you know to if you were lying?
Yeah, we don't have that down. I think the
things that I would say you were telling the truth is when you're slow and you don't use many words. Right?
That's truth or lie?
That's truth.
Okay.
I was not there.
Yeah.
Right? I did not.
Right.
Sleep with that woman.
Oh, jeez.
Miss Lewinsky. I did not do it.
That's what he did.
I did not. I remember when he said it. He said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. That was weird to me. Why did he say that woman,
Miss Lewinsky? Yeah, that's another indicator they said.
I didn't sleep because with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Yes, I might have messed around with that Miss Lewinsky, but not that one, Miss Lewinsky.
They say it's like they disassociate themselves from the...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's one of the lessons in getting away with stuff right there.
Yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I had another quick question and see if you guys can relate to me. It's an awkward moment. We have awkward moments in our life, right? There's a new awkward moment in life, I think there is. And it has to do with Zoom calls.
Ooh.
When you're on a Zoom meeting or a call with somebody and you say, okay, great, meeting's great, great.
Yep.
And you go to leave the meeting, but you're still kind of there with them. And you're like, hit and leave, but you're not quite leaving yet.
But then it like pops up with another thing. Do you want to leave this like chat?
Yeah, and
you're like,
and they're still there.
I do.
Yeah, I want to leave. I want to get out of here. Please, you should let me leave. But they're still there. And you're kind of looking around. Like, do you guys have experienced that?
Yeah. Yes. And I've had that with like a group of people that I didn't know, really. It was like a Bible study one. And I was only friends with one person in it. And then, like, I was left with, like, the host. And I, like, couldn't.
Oh, just by yourself?
Yeah. I couldn't, like, log off. And it's like, this awkward thing where you already said bye. And then you, like, said it again. And then, like, it's just, like, weird to continue to say it.
I don't think Zoom was a social experiment that we were not ready for yet. Because it's like a normal meeting, but you're inside of your own house. With other people inside of their own houses. So you're comfortable, but you're not with them in person. And then you're on video. It's like this whole other.
Well, you probably have to do it more than we do. Or do
I never turn my video on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never. And we haven't either for our Bible studies and stuff. And when we do our Hebrew class, we don't turn our
video. It's different because it's the way you present yourself in a Zoom meeting would be different.
Yeah.
If you were like, we're just having audio or you had visible.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting.
But I do other Zoom meetings where, I mean, especially if I know the people well.
You're right.
But like, yeah, the Hebrew class is lots of people from all over. And we're just like, meh.
Yeah. Because if it's like a normal Zoom meeting, I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. But if it's like phone call, I'm like,
he's like doing dishes Cheerios, or something.
Yeah, seriously, ice cream, whatever. Yeah.
But do we really need to see people?
Watching a show.
Well, sometimes it does help to see facial expressions and stuff.
Oh, this is interesting. So I've been watching Modern Family.
Oh, I love that show.
Best show ever.
The whole thing.
They had one episode where it was like all done via Skype. Did you see that one?
Yes, that was good.
Or Zoom or whatever. And it kind of
popped
up. It was interesting because it was probably like a play on like where our world is right now, where we like all communicate via like FaceTime and all that stuff. And I was like, this was not as good. Like, it was still interesting, but it was like obviously not the same thing as like seeing them live their everyday life.
Right.
It like lost a lot of the magic.
Yes, it did. But it was interesting. It was fun how they did it, though.
Yeah, it was
people
cool.
popped
it was a fun idea.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, that's interesting because I've been used to like seeing them where it plays out.
Yeah.
And then like you only
what season are you on?
Skype 6.
That show's amazing.
That show's amazing.
So funny.
Yeah. There are a couple at the end or little, but most of them are good.
It's kind of jumped the sharky a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch a series in a show and you're all of a sudden on like season 4 and then they have like a recap episode and it's like the most disappointing episode?
Oh no.
You know what I'm talking about? It happened in Friends and it happened in The Office.
Where they say, where are you now? Kind of shows?
No.
Where are they now?
No, it's basically like they'll be having a conversation and the whole entire episode is just them just reminiscing on what's already happened in the show, but just using old clips.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I hate those.
Do they do that? Okay, so I do know what you're talking about from the old days. Do they still do that?
Yeah, they did
sometimes?
It in Friends and they did it in The Office.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah.
And those, I'm just like, you guys
but
got
the
lazy.
Office is newer.
Something
yeah.
that I have been noticing too is like, even with Modern Family, you see like, in the beginning, it's very like subtle, like there's nothing really political. It's just like normal. And that's why I was like, I love this. And then obviously it gets into like more stuff and more stuff. And you can see like with the culture changing, how the show changed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I was watching this girl on YouTube.
That's what I was
and
watching.
I was watching her videos from like 4 years ago. And I was like, she's awesome and so down to earth and like chill. And then now I like have been coming into her newer videos and it's just, she's still very sweet and I still like very, like I like watching them, but it's just a very different vibe. Like it's very much what everyone else's videos look like.
Oh,
it's, you know what I mean? And she kind of like loses a little bit of her like charm and humility a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Cause oh, sure. right. I know what you're saying.
She's part of that.
Group. She's kind of part of the beast. She's kind of been
like, oh, like everyone
absorbed
is
into the beast.
Yeah.
She got too big.
Same. Yeah. And then she's all like,
you almost, think that's what it is? She got so big that she felt,
well, I think it's really just the culture. Because she was even like, all of my funds this month are going towards this charity. Which I'm like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But also it's like, you could just do that and not tell anyone.
Sure.
Right, right.
Virtue signaling.
Just like, yeah,
you
exactly.
see how good I am?
Right.
See the ribbon I'm wearing?
Exactly. I think also part of it is like, especially when it's a pilot, when you love the pilot and you're like, these guys are great in this show or whatever it is. And then it kind of goes on and they have money. And then they dress nicer and they get Botox and all these things kind of change.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, go back to who we were.
Yeah. Well,
that's who we fell in love with.
Yeah, I fell in love with those guys.
I was listening to that podcast where Kevin from The Office, he like goes through like the whole history of The Office and how it became where it is. And you don't always think about that, like NBC owns the rights to The Office, this huge conglomerate, right?
Right.
And so there was this episode where Pam drinks too much in an Applebee's or a Chili's rather. Sorry. And
get it right, Luke.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah. So she drinks too much in a Chili's.
She would never drink that much in an Applebee's.
No, never.
Only at
but
Chili's.
They had this thing where Chili's executives came into NBC and were saying, you can't do this because you can't drink too much at a Chili's because this gives us a bad name. And then it got into this whole thing about, oh, everything is freaking corporate.
Yes.
Everything's like, you have to please the executives and like, and it took all the creativity away and all this stuff. And I was like, it just made me so frustrated.
Yeah, but at that episode, remember the guy, the waiter They interview him at the end of that show, and he says, well, this lady had basically drank too much, and she will not be allowed in any Chili's ever again.
And so they
I'm wondering if
they probably figured out something legally.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, lo and behold, Chili's probably got a lot of money.
Right. I didn't even know Chili's was still around.
Yeah. Right.
We used to go all the time, and then you didn't see them anymore.
No, but our Chili's here isn't as good as the one in Texas for some reason.
Well, when's the last time we were there, though?
It's been a while.
I think it's...
But I gave it a lot of chances, it's the
like
one here.
A lot of franchises, they just go down. Like Steak and Shake, just like, what
to
happened?
To Luke's point, when your friend, one of your friends was doing a commercial, and they were collaborating with somebody, I think it was a Kraft cheese commercial.
Yeah.
And it was like every idea, they had to go pass it through the law, the whatever.
My lawyers. Branyon was writing for another friend of ours, and she had a pilot on like NBC, a pilot show, which is like winning the lottery. To get that far to get an actual pilot done, that's like rarefied air.
There's good people.
And
there too.
Oh, yeah. He would write a thing about an Oreo. Oh, about an Oreo cookie. Well, we can't say Oreo.
Right.
Can't say Oreo cookie. And you say, what am I supposed to write?
Your brands aren't associated with it.
95% of it. It was either changed or watered down.
And I came to this realization about a month ago that everything in every show you watch has subtle hints at advertisements that you didn't think were there before, like Talladega Nights. How much money do you think Wonder Bread paid to get the spot on that NASCAR?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see Fox and all the shows that they have, all their all the people that are on those shows drive Ford cars because they have a sponsorship with Ford. And I was just like, oh, this is so annoying.
I was actually thinking that I was driving down the highway and you just pass so many different companies and you see all these signs. And I was like, 100 years ago, no one really cared about this. We don't need all this to survive. I don't know. It was just an interesting realization.
Yeah.
And it's back then, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, they were just making fires.
This
and
is wheel.
Trying to survive.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here's a wheel.
They're making all these different
what
logos.
What food places
and
should I go
you know what
to?
I mean? I'm like, what is this? Not that I don't like it because it's part of what I do, actually. But it's just it's just all nonsense. This is all meaningless.
I know. I used to get really overwhelmed when I was overseas for school and then lived in Germany for a while and then come back to the States and why are there so many choices just for jelly or peanut butter or because over there,
jelly do we need?
At least in the 80s and in the 80s, they didn't.
Yeah.
They might now over in England and Germany, but they didn't then.
Because I'm hey, capitalism.
I know.
I think there's kind of a comfort, though.
Yeah, it's beauty.
Mm. It's kind of comforting when you go in a place well, it's there if I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
But sometimes there's so many different choices.
I can wake up in a sweat and be like, oh, good. Ugh, there's multiple jellies.
There's 17 different types.
But then
people
get. And I could go get one now, cereals. Right? If I really want one.
That is true. And people get on teams for whatever kind of peanut butter they like.
Yeah.
And they'll
yeah.
hate the other people for liking.
We're Skippy.
Really?
Yeah, we're Skippy.
Natural.
Jif is like, yeah.
I don't understand Peter Pan people.
Do you guys remember the Peter Pan scandal?
Oh my god!
What where people were
what?
Dying?
Yes, the rat.
Yeah, was there arsenic in it or what?
Yeah,
happened?
People were dying from Peter Pan.
Yeah,
you never heard about that.
About
that with Skippy.
I did, but I forget. No, not with Skippy. No.
Nah, Skippy.
The hotel. All right. Wait, there was arsenic and Peter Pan peanut butter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Arsenic and Peter Pan peanut butter.
That was fun to say.
That was awesome. That probably happened from a Skippy lover. They were let's poison the Peter Pan lovers.
Let's poison the Peter Pan lovers, Peter Pan.
Poison them.
The peanut butter, poison. The Peter Pan peanut butter.
We're going to poison the Peter
poison
Pan
the
lovers.
Poison the Peter Pan peanut butter.
So that the Skippy lovers.
Yeah.
So
well, they say,
so, live and thrive.
Perfect practice makes perfect. Permanent practice makes permanent, but poisoning people with Peter Pan peanut butter is perfectly pernicious, in my perspective.
Pernickel.
This episode of the podcast is not sponsored
by anyone.
By
today, we are sponsored by Bang Energy.
So,
Skippy.
So,
Luke,
can you talk?
Luke, you do that sometimes. It's so funny. You'll just make yourself laugh.
It's because that voice is associated with something else.
That's
but
so cute. He'll just do a thing where
what voice are you talking about?
Oh, what is this?
Hey, it's Jordan Peterson.
Oh, finally. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, you too.
Do you know my name?
Livy, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the show. I mean, your perspectives and the way you ontologically attack a question. You're like, you don't back down. You shouldn't back down.
Thank you,
You should
Jordan.
Be proud of your femininity.
Aw, Jordan.
I mean, it's not, It's not about what genes you were born with. It's about the decisions you've made. So proud of you.
Jordan, you've made a decision recently.
Look, I was talking, and it really hurts my feelings when you interrupt me.
He was talking to a woman, so back off.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying, Luke?
Okay, you don't eat anything but meat. That's true, I think. How is that with do you eat any sort of fiber?
Yeah, all the fiber I get is from Peter Pan peanut butter.
Yes, I was going to ask.
Yes, it has arsenic, but the arsenic, what it does is that it fuses with the meat, and it makes you stronger. Why wouldn't you want to be stronger? I've read all the materials. I've read all that. I'm very aware of that.
What's so
the Peter Pan, I smother it. I smother my steaks with Peter Pan. It's delicious.
So from a doctor's perspective, if I don't eat Peter Pan,
I'm not
peanut
a doctor.
Butter,
I'm a clinical psychologist.
Well, okay, that's fair, but can you prescribe medicine?
Well,
also, is it prescribe or prescribe?
Okay, I'm Canadian, so it doesn't matter. What happens is, if people, I don't prescribe medicine, but I know where to get it. You know where Libby's story in Italy, where she went, tried to find the cigarettes. She couldn't find them, but she had people that could get them. I'm the same way.
So do you have a place I can get arsenic without having to consume Peter Pan peanut butter?
I believe any CVS, we call them CVS in Canada. Because we can't understand that. Why would they do that? Spell out a word. Don't just have the letters. Because then we don't know what to say. Like in Texas, they have HEBs. I call them Heb or Heeb. And that's derogatory. I was like, where's the Heeb? Where's the Heeb? They're like, sir, you're a racist. I'm like, no, I just want to get some stinking Peter Pan for my...
Sorry.
For my steak.
Oh, your accent changed.
That's funny.
All right.
Hey, JP, before you go.
Yeah.
Is there any just advice you'd like to give us going forward with which peanut butter we choose?
Well, what you want to do is you have to figure out what you want. What do you want in your life? You know, do you want the jelly? Do you want the peanut butter by itself? Right? I know that people say there's a gender pay gap, but I don't believe that. The data doesn't say that. Look in Scandinavia, they give people a choice, and women are choosing the non-STEM fields. I don't know what that has to do with peanut butter, but just, you know. But hockey is a fun word to say when you're from Canada.
Wait, as a clinical psychologist.
Psychologist,
sorry,
Luke.
Sorry. Would you
listen
call...
to who you're talking to. It hurts people's feelings when you don't know that. You don't do that.
For someone, maybe my friend, definitely not me, who buys the pre-mixed peanut butter and jelly, would you classify them as a psychopath? Is that something that you would do?
Well, I don't know if that's for me to do. I think that's something you need to figure out on your own. You need to, I can't hold your hand through life, Luke. You have to make decisions. Just stand up for yourself.
JP,
take responsibility.
JP.
What?
What are your thoughts on different types of nut butters?
Like cashew and
Is this a nut butter show or what? What are you doing?
Don't
here?
Ask so many questions.
Yes, JP,
answer the question.
Focus.
I have to go. I have many things to do. I live in Canada. I have to go to Toronto and climb the Space Needle.
Don't you live in America?
I do sometimes. I bounce around. I'm Jordan Peterson. I'm famous now. I eat lots of meat.
Well, thanks for taking your time to
absolutely
talk with us. Yeah, we
good
really
luck to you
it.
And your marriage, and tell Heather
thank you.
If she ever wants to divorce that psycho, come up to Canada. I'll show her around.
Aren't you married?
I'll show her a nice time.
You're married,
how
Jordan.
People, how a man and masculinity and the dominance of masculine, true.
All right,
entity.
Thanks,
commitment entity. All right, Libby's making fun of me. Bye.
Oh, JP.
It was
nice meeting him.
I know. I love when he comes on the show.
Dreams come true.
Was that, yeah, JP is.
He was revved up.
He was. He seemed a lot more, revved up. And
yeah, I think from all the meat he's
eating. The meat, I think his testosterone levels are increased.
Through off the charts. Through the roof.
All right. Well, you guys are through the roof, and I think we're good.
Okay.
And, anything else you guys want to add? That's
all right. Well, there you go.
Okay, everybody.
And now we're in and out.
So here we are.
3, 2, 1, penguin. Also, can we tell them what we're going to name our firstborn child?
Ready? 3, 2, 1, Carl. We are not having a child. But
when we do,
we want to name it Carl.
Boy or girl.
Okay, let's just visualize you guys having a child right now.
Okay.
Just close your eyes.
Put on the thing.
And think about how great it would be for a little grass child.
Aww. Named Carl.
Can you imagine? And he's sitting in a car seat right here.
And he's got little glasses on.
Oh, yeah, he could just sit here.
Glasses.
And Luke is breastfeeding him.
Chest feeding him.
Sorry.
Gosh. All right. How cute.
Let's just think about that.
He could just sit here while we're podcasting.
I know. Okay, there's so much love that's just like
on my lap.
Ready to just be poured on this child that you guys
will
have someday.
Shut up, Carl.
Carl, shut up.
If it's a girl, will be Carly.
Come over here, Carl.
If it's a girl.
Is it Carly?
Carlene.
Carl.
Carl.
We don't accept females.
It'll only be Carl.
It'll only be males.
No.
Just kidding.
That's not true. Right.
It's not true.
I thought.
I'm going to have a girl.
No.
Sorry.
Two. You imagine two twins?
Okay. Oh, that'd be kind of fun.
We would help you so much until we got tired and told you to go home.
No, I know.
I always wanted
twins.
We
would help you until it stops being fun. And then
exactly. And I'm like, what are we going to do with these
babies? That's why it's so great to be grandparents.
Yes.
It's so fun until it's not. Then
Clark and Carl.
Yeah, Carl and Clark.
Yeah.
That's our children.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
But they're going to be so well behaved and so awesome. You'd be like, these babies are so good.
Mm-hmm. We're the misbehaved ones, but our kids are really well behaved.
Mom, Dad, come on.
You can't say that.
No matter what, they're going to rebel. So if you're really bad now, then they'll be really good. So,
oh man. Yep.
So I'm just saying that is always something to visualize.
And
you guys are going to be great parents.
Yeah,
I know it. I feel it.
We're not pregnant, FYI.
Okay.
No, we didn't think you were.
Zero pregnancy. It's impossible.
We didn't think impossible.
Yeah,
impossible.
Abstinence is the best. Is the closest to Christ.
That's right.
Christ likeness.
Amen. High five there.
Happy abstinence.
Wait for marriage and then some.
That's so fun.
That's how we learned. We learned from the chicken chest guy. Yep. He told us.
Do you guys know
who is this guy?
You guys know how a baby's made?
Nope. Don't want to.
Well, first off.
Libby knows very much about it.
First off, you got to feel a spark in your life. And then you
got to be a...
Hey, you want to go get...
Oh, tell the story about Libby. There's a twinkle in Daddy's eye.
We already told that.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was I there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You told it. You actually told it.
I feel like I don't know it well enough to tell it. Anyway.
Never mind.
Okay.
We're letting people in our lives too much, way too much.
You can just edit it,
so let's close the door on the show.
Turn around.
Every now and then I'll get a little bit tired. Every now and then I'll turn around. Every now and then I'll get a little bit tired.
Turn around.
Turn around.
And I need you more tonight. And I need you more than ever. If you only hold me tight, I'll be holding on forever. I will only be making it right. Cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can make it to the end of the world. Love is all it's ever gonna be all of the time.
All of the time.
And I need you tonight.
Is it done?
Gonna start
you're not
tonight.
Hitting the high notes, so it's hurting.
Oh, sorry.
Hurting the ears.
I apologize, everybody.